Okay, so we're not going to do any theme music, and you'll understand from the topic of this podcast that this one is a little bit different from our usual type of podcast. And we kind of felt that something had to be said because we're in such uncharted kind of times. Like, not just for Slimming World, but also for, like, people's lives. You know what I mean? So me and Anna have got together in a slightly different way that we're both online. We're not in the same place as each other because we couldn't make it logistically possible. Our social distancing is working via a video conferencing call instead. But we really felt that we had to just say something. And we called on some of your help. And fortunately, many of you have come to help us. The topic of this will be, what can you do right now to protect your weight loss? Are you going to say something, Anna?
She told me I wasn't allowed to talk. So I'm waiting for her to tell me I can talk. Yeah, it's a really crazy time, isn't it? And I think what I'm seeing from my members, from myself, is we're either going to come out of this two stone heavier or two stone lighter, aren't we? I was saying that earlier. And I think it's a really odd time in terms of getting your hands on food. It's a really odd time in terms of being at home. You know, I'm in 12 weeks isolation. I'm like at home and the fridge is there. And it's just like the constant ability to eat that I might not have previously done. So I think if we can give you a little bit of mojo boost, a little bit of strength and a few tips that we've kind of thought about and other people have given us, we can hopefully all get through this together.
Here's the thing though, right? That this podcast, we are sponsored by Slimming World, but we are not people who are spokespeople on behalf of Slimming World. So the disclaimer here is, whatever we say in this podcast about the current situation of groups, of for consultants, of any kind of online services is probably going to be out of date by the time that you listen to this podcast. So just make sure that you check with your consultant, check online, check on their Facebook and their Instagram for the latest advice of what's happening with Slimming World. And, you know, the other thing is that we really just wish all of our listeners to stay as healthy as you can and sending you good vibes, because we're in your shoes too, right? We're all in this together, that it's affecting us in so many ways. It's affecting us all financially, emotionally, physically, you know, health-wise, and we're really kind of sending you good vibes. That is the kind of more serious side of this podcast kind of covered. Yeah.
It's touching so many people's lives. You know, I've got three of my family with it. I know lots of members have got family with it. And it's just super, super tough right now, isn't it? So we're sending you a big virtual hug. We really, really are.
So the other thing as well is, whilst we are mentioning coronavirus on this podcast and referencing that, yes, it actually is happening, we were in the kind of strangely fortunate position that only last week we recorded four episodes over a few days. So for the next month, we've already sorted out a bit of content that every Monday you'll have a new episode, regardless of what the situation is at the moment, which is really, we hope it's going to be a lifeline for you, as many of you are telling us. But on these episodes, you'll understand that there is no reference at all to what is happening in the world. And we actually kind of recognize that maybe that's quite a good thing for many of you right now, because you just want to use our podcast as a place to switch off, a place to escape. And that's totally understandable. But yeah, what have we got, Anna? I can't remember what is on our...
Oh my God, we went shopping, didn't we?
Budget.
We went food shopping on a budget. What else did we do?
Oh, listeners' questions. We did some more of your listeners' questions.
Yes, they were very interesting. We also went to the park, Claire. What did we do about getting our mojo? What was it?
Oh, that was last week's.
Remember?
That was last week's. Getting back on track. We don't know what day it is. I know. The one that we were really excited about, and I'm going to edit this tomorrow, actually. It's on my kind of next to-do list. But it was the one that was all about, like, kind of looking at fads and fashion trends in food.
So interesting.
And there were things that we learnt. Like, I'll just reveal a little bit of a fact that I really liked. That tomatoes are actually, they've got more nutrients in when you cook them than when you don't. I mean, like, they were...
Oh, my God. Our mouths were open when we got told that, weren't we? Yeah. We're like, no way.
So we got to speak to someone who was in the nutritional team of Slimming World head office, and they told us all about the science and the process behind food optimizing. It was absolutely fascinating. And then, I mean, I hope that when you get to listen to that one, it'll probably come out just before Easter, I think, or around Easter time, that will be just a great kind of thing that whatever's happening in the world in the next few weeks, you'll just be able to sit back and just kind of take in that information as a bit of a just nerd out. That's what we need.
Yeah, and I think it's like you said, Claire, just a place to go away and just not be, you know, zoned into what's going on in the world right now, and not be like watching the news channel 24/7, have a bit of escapism and listen to some ridiculous things that flow out of my gob.
So the question I posed, I put it on our Instagram account, and bear in mind, you know, we're trying to do what we can on our Instagram account because we recognise that a lot of you, whilst group is out at the moment, school's out, group's out, that you kind of relying on these online services like social media, like the podcast more than ever before. So we're trying to kind of keep as much as we can supporting you on the social media. So go follow our Instagram account if you haven't already. But I put a post on there where I asked people to kind of have a think about, well, the choice that we have at the moment and what would their advice be? So rather than kind of just, I don't know, worrying about where we're at and the situation and feeling quite powerless, well, let's have a look at, well, what can we control at the moment, what choices we actually had. And I know you obviously do this as a consultant, Anna, you've been doing Facebook Lives and things like that, but it's kind of, I mean, it's even you as a member as well as a very stressed consultant right now, there seems to be, like you said it earlier at the start of this episode, many of us feel like, you know, when we come through the next few weeks, whatever they're going to look like, we're going to either be 2 stone lighter or 2 stone heavier. And like, that's the choice right now. Like, and how many are we going to use this as an excuse to kind of undo all the hard work, or are we going to use it as an excuse to really stay as healthy and look after ourselves as much as possible?
Well, the thing that really, really got me was I watched an amazing microbiologist and a nutritionist talking about the best thing we can do at the moment is look after our health and look after our body and fill it with good food. And actually, you know, there are people out there who are really, really poorly. And actually, if we can make sure that we're giving ourselves the best possible shot at keeping well, that's going to be fruits, that's going to be vegetables, that's going to be getting, you know, getting out in the sunshine if we can in our gardens and things like that. So that's what's motivating me, because what I was almost struggling with in a headspace is, well, I'm locked indoors for 12 weeks, do you know what I mean? Who's going to see me? And it was getting out of that headspace and recognizing, actually, this might not be about the vanity for me of why I wanted to lose weight. This is now about being healthy, making sure our BMIs are in a good space, making sure that, you know, we're filling ourselves with all those kind of good nutrient-rich foods. So that kind of inspired me a little bit more to kind of not sit there and eat Daisy's chocolate buttons for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I love that quote, which is, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react.
So true. So true, isn't it? Because we can either come out of this like absolutely fighting for the very best of ourselves, or we can come out and just be like, this has been horrific in more ways than one. And I don't want that for anyone listening, for anyone of my members or my friends or my family. So I think we can all go and do this. And I think there's loads of hints and tips that we could kind of give each other. And I think that's what I love about this podcast, because everybody puts their heads together and we get some really amazing tips, don't we?
Yeah. The other thing I was thinking about was, you know, like for me, this is, I've only missed 4 groups in the last two and nearly half years. So it feels like, even for me as a member, I feel kind of a bit weird, like, oh my god, like I kind of miss my people, I miss that kind of connection.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, you know, like the phrase that came to me, somebody said it to me the other day, was, how can I be of service today to others? And I was thinking about group, right? And one of my top tips was, well, how can we take time to reach out to other group members and stay connected with them? You know, it doesn't have to all be on the consultant, actually, and helping our consultants keep their community alive by using the Facebook page really regularly. You know, like if we are cooking really on plan meals and we share that, that could help somebody else rather than just kind of disengaging and waiting till, you know, term starts again or something. So I thought that was kind of quite interesting, because then
it's a lovely thing. A few of mine have like set up their WhatsApp groups with each other, and you know, they've set up like little buddy systems and just really trying to keep in contact with everyone. Because I think for a lot of us, you know, as a consultant, it's a massive part of my life, but as a member, it's like you're, I don't know, when I was a member before I was a consultant, it was such a big part of my life that you don't want to lose connection with all these friends that you've made, do you? Mm. So, yeah, I think that Facebook and staying connected is so, so, so key, isn't it?
Yeah, the other thing, you know, I love like nerding out and doing the deep think. I go a little bit hippie. Really? Yeah, I get my journal out. Well,
no way.
I know. What a surprise. Shock horror.
Yeah.
I did a bit of journaling the other day, and I just journaled around the question, like, what is stopping me getting to target? And I kind of just used the time that I would normally go to group to just kind of think about, okay, where have I come from? Looked at some old photos, thought about, like, yeah, just like this kind of like the for and against, isn't it? But just kind of hit pause and thought, right, where am I right now? Where have I come from? And where do I want to go? And what do I need to change, or what's really working for me? So kind of just use that time to reflect, I guess. So yeah, it's not kind of just shutting it down and just pretending it doesn't exist. It's using the time effectively.
Yeah. And I think, do you know what the thing that's hitting me? Like, I'm like you, Claire. I don't press the stop button very often. I work my socks off. I don't sit down. And I'm hoping that this, you know, however long this is going to be, it's maybe a bit more slow time, a bit more time to give to myself, a bit more time to reflect, a bit more time to be with Phil and Daisy that I get so little time with. And, you know, maybe using this and trying to be as find the positive in it. Like, is it that we don't have to rush around at a million miles an hour because we don't have to get to the supermarket like we used to, or go and, you know, take the kids to football or do all those things because we can't? Maybe it's like an enforced bit of kind of relaxation that we might need.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I 100% agree. I feel like the last few months, both of us have just been going at such incredible paces. I've kind of really wanted for months and months to be able to hit pause on life. And, you know, it's a slightly different pause, isn't it? Because it's filled with worry about family members that you're not able to see and all kinds of different health complications. And yeah, there's just so many different worries. It's not kind of like a holiday in that sense, is it?
No. But
just to know that actually I can just, you know, what was it, last year or the year before, I was constantly staying in hotels. I was constantly on the road. And just to know that actually I can stay in my house, I can sleep in my bed every night, is such like a small but really lovely luxury right now.
Yeah. I was thinking for me, like not having to set an alarm, which is really mental. Like, yeah, because we're doing some different things with groups, but not having to get Daisy to nursery and all of that. It might be amazing for our minds in a really weird way.
Mm. So we also asked,
it's open.
Yeah, we also asked listeners what they were thinking and for their advice. Let's just kind of scan through some of those. They're on our Instagram account. You can find us on there. We're Slimming World Podcast. So Rosie sent a really lovely message. Her three tips were, number one, remember why I'm doing it. My goals and reasons haven't changed. Number two, use the slow cooker and meal prep as best as I can, allowing for the fact it won't always be food optimized as usual, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then three, use Instagram and socials as an inspiration and connection tool. That's brilliant.
Love that. Do you know, just a point on that. So I don't know if anybody else has had this problem, but I know, Claire, you're plant-based, so it might be hard in a different way, but we've been going to the supermarket, or Phil has, and there's not been any meat or fish or anything like that. And also a lot of fruits and vegetables, well, most of them have been gone. So what I was trying to say to myself was, do you know what? food optimize as much as you can, but don't stress about that one-third speed if you don't have it in. And, you know, don't stress about if you've only got pasta and a tin of tomatoes, like, because we can't, life is not what it was a week ago, is it? So I think, you know, maybe just trying to think outside the box. Also, we went today, I wasn't allowed out of the car, but we drove around locally and, you know, went to a butcher, went to a greengrocer's, and we could get our hands on a lot more stuff. So trying to be a bit more creative in what you're eating and using up what's in the cupboard. Like, you know, I think I'm going to make a jackfruit jambalaya tomorrow. I don't know how it's going to turn out for anybody who will eat it, but do you know what I mean? That's what I know I've got the ingredients to make. So yeah, thinking away.
Yeah, I love a bit of a ready, steady cook. I've heard actually some people have been doing that in their Facebook groups for Slimming World. I've seen that in a couple of the groups that I'm part of.
That's cute.
Yeah, I've got this and this, what should I make? And then everyone kind of comments and puts suggestions. So that's funny.
Oh, that's a good idea. Might do that tomorrow.
Steal, writing it down right now.
Yeah, love it.
I like this one from Sarah, okay? This is kind of really simple. So number one was have a walk when stress is high. And it's interesting that I did that today. We actually only planned to go for a 3-hour walk, end up being 5.5 hours.
Can we just stop there a second, Claire? We just planned to go on a 3-hour walk. Now, my idea of a walk is walking my 2-minute dashhounds around the block twice. I'll be back home in 12 minutes and I feel exhausted. Just planned a 3-hour walk, ended up being 5. I mean, that's like I just went to the pub for a pint and I came back 4 days later. Wow.
I'm wearing my pyjamas right now. I ache so much. It's unbelievable.
How far did you walk, Claire?
17 kilometres.
Shut the front.
No, but it was lovely and it was a place I'd never been to before in the Peak District. And for hours, you know, nobody, we didn't hear or see anything to do with what's going on in the news at the moment. It was a complete switch off moment where all you have to do is put one foot in front of the other and you're in the moment and you're not thinking about everything else. So I know, we know that body magic helps us. So if you're allowed, so if you can, you know, depending on what the current circumstances, if you can go out and do exercise,
but, you know,
do it.
Even me not being allowed out, Daisy and I, 5 times a day, have just been in the garden. Like, when she's been getting ratty or I've been getting stressed, and we've gone out and we've played catch and we've walked around the garden and we chase the dogs. And just like 5 minutes of fresh air just totally changes your headspace, doesn't it? Mm. It's almost like it decompresses you. You get back, you're ready to fight again. Definitely getting outdoors. I mean, I ain't going to be walking 17 kilometres. I might walk 4 steps round the garden. But yeah, depending on your fitness level and your desire, it's definitely a good one to go for.
Well, my mum's been digging out all the dusty DVDs in the house and been doing a bit of those. Yeah. Rosemary Connolly, I think, was one of the ones she did.
God, I've done every... Have I cut myself off, Claire? Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, and there's lots of people doing interactive Instagram stuff as well. Like, you can do PE lessons, you can do dancing with a lot of the Strictly people. There's lots of good stuff going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually being invited to help run webinars because I've lost quite a lot of work for the next few months to do with live events that I normally present at and produce at. But they're trying to find ways to do more webinars. Loads of like arts and cultural organisations are finding a way to do online training so that people who are at home can use the time to self-develop, upskill, that kind of thing. That. So yeah, there's different things. So what else have we got here? So we've got AdMads, Vital, write down your sins, all of them, Necessary, try and get that heart rate up, be creative with how. Not going to reference what that might mean, but in 9 months it might be a very different population figure.
Were you not thinking that? Yeah, I think in 9 months we're going to get a big shock, aren't we?
Yep. The corona boom or something. What are they going to call it? Yeah. Nice. Reread Slimming World book. Plan lovely meals using Slimming World recipe books. Ah, she's on message, isn't she?
She is, isn't she? Good girl.
Rach was agreeing with you about health being more important now more than ever. But if you are having more sins, then forgive yourself, count them and control as much as possible. It's better than going wild. For some, a maintain or a small gain is actually a good result, which is...
I was just going to say that. Sorry to interrupt you, Claire. I was just going to say the very same thing. Like, your head, like, you got super motivated, Claire. You want it now. But I know for a lot of people, it's like, God, I just need to hold on tight, take stock of what's going on. And maybe this week, next week, you may just feel like, okay, I just need to do a bit of damage limitation. And no one is saying that you need to go and hit this full throttle and be 3 stone lighter by the end of this. It's just about you making that choice and almost like making sure you don't come out 3 stone heavier, because we know that's not what you want. But yeah, I think it's really important to not put pressure on.
All of our whys is a slightly, they might be slightly changing a little bit, I guess, a slightly tweaking. A lot of us do, you know, are doing this. Our why is to be the healthiest we've ever been. And for me, that's absolutely still the same. And I guess also I kind of want to make sure that I'm well and I'm okay, that I'm not letting the stress get to me, that actually my important thing, which I've always talked about in this podcast, is making sure I'm there for my mom. And at the moment, I can't see my mom for many weeks. My brother went to go and see her and look through the window, you know what I mean? So I just want to make sure that, am I looking after myself and being healthy, that if I need to go down and be there to be with her, that I'm in a good place. So yeah, there's lots of different avenues, isn't there? What else we've got? Kirsty says, I'm trying to stick to eating routines, so eating at the same times I would at work, so a second lunch doesn't creep in. That's interesting, trying to keep a bit of routine in what you do, even though everything else is out the window.
Yeah, that's really helped me since we've been in isolation. Like, so Daisy knows where she is. We're trying to do like stuff in the morning, then we know what lunchtime is, and trying to keep that sense of normality wherever you can, because otherwise I think you could just lie on the sofa for the next 12 weeks.
Well,
I could.
It was interesting. One of the Facebook Lives I watched this morning with Laura, who's a consultant in Glossop, she was mentioning how for her, a big trigger is when the school holidays kick in and the anxiety that creeps as you get closer and closer. And she knew that for her, the kids' treats are where she crumbles. So she had a conversation with her son saying, look, you can have your treats, but it's at the weekend. Just because you're not at school doesn't mean that you don't have to, like, you know, you won't be having treats Monday to Friday. We'll still continue the same. So she's protected her weight loss, and she's also been a great example to him, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, if for those who have kids out there, and I think that's the thing I know I've experienced with Daisy, she just wants to eat all day long because she's at home. And I'm just trying to explain to her, we just eat when we're hungry, Daisy. Like, we don't eat because you can see the fridge. And it's a really hard thing, because I think we're going to be at home a lot more than we've ever been. And it's remembering that the temptation is there, but we don't have to give in to it. Surfing that urge, as you always say.
Yep. I know. Yeah, that was also, I put that on my post on Instagram. If people haven't heard about this surfing the urge thing, then go Google it. It's about kind of how to kind of manage your craving anxieties.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's just there's different types of meditation, and it talks about these cravings that we're all kind of going through at the moment. They come through like waves from the sea, and they get higher and higher and higher, and then they kind of peak, and then they start to dissipate. And so if you are kind of sat at home and you know that the fridge is only like an arm's reach away and there's all this stuff in there, then that might be a good way to kind of manage the cravings and those urges that you may be having.
Do you know, I've got another tip, and I often talk about this, but not saying no to yourself. So today Daisy had some pizza, and there are chocolate buttons that Phil bought. Why did he buy 14 packets of chocolate buttons? I mean, why? And I said to myself, right, Daisy's having pizza. I'm going to allow myself. I'm going to have 8 sins of pizza and 4 sins of chocolate buttons. And you know what? I had 8 sins of pizza and 4 sins of chocolate buttons with no guilt and totally enjoyed it. If I'd said, you can't have any of Daisy's pizza, you can't have any of those chocolate buttons, I would have eaten 48 sins. Do you know what I mean? So I think sometimes allowing yourself to know, I'm in this space and I want to do this, and that's fully in control, is better than going, oh no, I'm going to be this perfect, virtuous food optimizer and then crashing and burning and eating everything.
You know, there's also like kind of some accountability in there, isn't there? That, you know, Lolo's done this on her post, and I heard this on when the consultant was doing the Facebook Live early this morning. Someone else mentioned it about just having upfront conversations with the people who you might live with, who you might be hanging out with if you're not on your own at the moment, and just saying to them, look, this is, I'm really struggling with this and I need your support right now. Can you eat what I'm eating? Can you help me cook? Can you help me get the right kind of ingredients? Just kind of whatever you need them to do, just kind of ask it. You know, it's like, I'm certainly just kind of trying to do everything I can with Matt, that we are kind of cooking as much on plan as we can, and he's totally on board with it, and he's not following Slimming World, but he's happy to kind of support me and stick with it, because I've been up front and said this is a difficult time and this could be something that could trigger me, and it matters to me that I don't want to go backwards. Yeah. It would break my heart to go back and put all this 5 stone on that I've worked so hard to lose. I don't want to go backwards. I just can't do that to myself. But it also takes a lot of courage and confidence, I think, to admit that and ask for help.
Yeah, but I think, do you know what? If the people around you can just see how much it means to you, they're going to be like, I'll do what I can. They really, really are like, I'm going to go down and talk to Phil about the chocolate buttons shortly. I really am. Because that needs to not happen. It really does.
14.
But what I'm thinking in my head is there may be for people out there, like, I'm not in control of my food shopping. I can't go to the shops. It's only as good. I give a list and he's like, well, you know, I just thought Daisy needed 16 cakes with cream icing on them. Did she? No, she didn't. So I think I'm going to have a small conversation. Bless my boy. He did do very well in other things. Like, you know, he bought me 2 cucumbers. We had 4 in the fridge, but he bought me 2.
There's almost like that kind of weird, I don't know, as if like we're going back to like rationing in the Second World War.
Yes.
Kind of, I'm kind of just looking at everything in my cupboard and thinking, right, I've got to make something out of this, but I don't want to eat it all now. I'm going to put a portion in the freezer, and, you know, just to make sure that I've still got a portion there, and kind of end up going a bit mad, don't you?
I've just run out of a well-known sweet potato burger that I've been living on. I had 6 packets in the fridge and I've just had my last one, and I feel like a little bit like I'm palpitating that I'm not going to be able to get my hands on these things, but I will survive. Do you know what I mean? But I think it's that lack of what we know is familiar is going out the window, isn't it? So I think we've got to just be prepared for change, because that will help us if we're ready and we know that things are going to be different.
Well, it's almost like the pendulum though, isn't it? Because you have those absolutely mad conversations with yourself about, oh my God, how can I cope without this sweet potato burger? So then the next moment you're thinking, how the hell am I going to pay the mortgage next month? And then,
yes, so true.
You know what I mean? So we're both self-employed, so we completely...
I'm snooking.
Yeah, there's no such thing as sick pay and this kind of stuff. But it's the conversations that you're having in your head just become so scatty. It's unreal. Anyway, I do want to kind of like finish this on quite a positive note, because some of you are sharing with us your wins. We know that quite a few people are doing what home ways, aren't they? And just finding other ways to kind of get around, but still stay focused. Kim said that she lost 4 pounds this week and she was at Target. She says that she's been running around sorting parents. She's been eating 3-4 meals. She's been doing exercise. Her Fitbit steps are off the charts. She's been doing gardening. And
love
so
that.
She said she thanked Slimming World for teaching her how to plan her food. And she's using this planning for everything else too. So she's kind of applying the lessons she's learned from Slimming World into other avenues, just to kind of stay focused and positive. So I thought that was a nice, like, we need to all be more Kim, don't we, basically?
Yes, I'm going to channel my inner Kim.
Yeah, it's difficult though. You can't be Kim all the time. And actually, you know, I'm sure Kim would, if she was here, would say, oh, I'm not perfect. But it's, you just got to do what you can when you can.
Claire, I was just going to say that very same thing. That sentence was just about to come out of my mouth. That's so weird. Ooh, what happened to my voice there? but that's the whole point. I think you said it so beautifully. I mean, if I was going to say it, I would have said it the same, you know, but I think that's what the key to this, isn't it?
doing what you can when you can.
Yeah, because, you know, we've also had tons of messages, like, you know, Rebecca posted saying that she just needs our help. She's lost it completely. She's binge eating. She's out of control. She was doing so well, but has just lost her resolve. And she's kind of given all the excuses and knows that they all have a part to play. But ultimately, she knows that it's her who controls what she eats. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it's a complete struggle. And weight seems to go on so easily. And, you know, it's like I've often said, you can give up smoking. You can give up alcohol, but you can't give up eating. And when emotional eating has been such a crutch for you for so many years, many of us are still kind of, these new habits we're forming, they are new and they're still unfamiliar. So it's obvious in times of stress, we're going to go back to our default, which is what we've been doing for years. And sometimes it's just kind of recognizing that, putting a bit of space in it, and then thinking, ah, actually, I don't have to do that. That's how I used to do it, but it's not how I do it anymore. But it's still a new skill that you've got to, like, kind of exercise like you would a muscle, you know, like muscle memory.
Yeah, I was going to say, and your muscle memory is, for a lot of us, default eat, I'm sad, I'm fed up. And actually, it is about shouting over that and saying, do I really want to do that? No, but I've done it, so forgive myself and move on.
Yeah. Well, that seems like a very sensible way to finish this, doesn't it?
I think this is one of the most sensible podcasts we've ever done.
It probably is, actually. We should probably say, if you'd like to listen to some rambles that is a little bit less sensible, then we often record podcasts in my car, sat on the floor of parks, in supermarkets.
I feel like when this is all over, Claire, we need to go and do some outrageous podcast, somewhere really exotic. Can we, like, go and, I don't know, skydive or something and do a podcast?
You can, yep.
Claire's get the heights. Listen, I'll strap you to my body. It'd be fine. We'll go down together.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I'm not going to make any promises, but I mean, yeah, we'll see.
Well, I'll learn to ride a bike if you skydive with
I'm
me.
Not skydiving. That is the most, how is that going to work for a podcast? All it's going to be is just 5 minutes of screaming.
Guys, if you want to see Claire skydive, get on Instagram now. Hashtag Claire to dive.
No, hell no.
Yes, yes, I'll pay.
My God, I feel like I need to create some kind of, I don't know, rude hashtag for Anna to get riding or something, but this is an adult podcast, a family podcast.
Not that adult.
Yeah, a family podcast. So I believe we should probably leave this on a sensible note.
Yes.
What note would that be, Anna?
Do you know what? Just keep strong, keep going, and know that we're all in this together. And as I said to some of my Slimming World colleagues today, we are better together than without each other, and we will get through this.
That sounds like the most sensible thing you said, but very true, very true.
I'm going to swear at you when you stop pressing record.
Well, look, if you're kind of new to the podcast, then welcome. We're here every Monday, and so the episode, which is coming out in the next day or two, I think, is all about losing weight on a budget. So hopefully that will just be a bit of positivity that you might need in some very, very strange times. But in the meantime, hit subscribe, hit follow. And we've been Anna and Claire on the Slimming World podcast, and we'll speak to you very soon.